Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Maine's top election official removing former President Trump from the state's 2024 Republican primary ballot. GOP candidate Ron DeSantis tells Fox News it sets a dangerous precedent.
Well, the idea that one bureaucrat in an executive position can simply unilaterally disqualify someone from office, that turns on its head every notion of constitutional due process.
DeSantis also said fighting multiple legal battles over elections next year isn't the way to win elections next year. A group leading similar efforts in Michigan, Minnesota, and Oregon has thus far failed. In addition, California's Democratic governor has come forward criticizing those who would seek to remove Trump from the election ballots. Ukrainian President Zelensky says his country was hit by another massive barrage of Russian cruise missiles and drones overnight. Officials say 122 Russian missiles and 36 attack drones slammed targets across Ukraine, killing at least 18 civilians. It's the largest such Russian strike since the war with Ukraine began. Western officials and analysts had been warning that Russia would unleash more aerial attacks this winter in order to break Ukraine's fighting spirit. Eight people are being treated or are recovering from injuries sustained when a massive rogue wave hit a beach in California.
It happened Thursday in Ventura County as a group of onlookers stood behind a barrier. The wave swept as many as 20 people off the beach. Eight of them were hospitalized. According to the National Weather Service, dangerous rip currents will continue along parts of the California coast through the weekend. Coastal flooding and high surf alerts are being posted along much of the west coast from the Mexican border to southern Oregon. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Two French chefs and a cheesemaker have broken a Guinness World Record by creating a pizza with over 1,000 different types of cheese. Pizza chef Benoit Bruel was behind the culinary creation after setting a world record in 2020 by making a pizza with over 250 varieties of cheese. Former President Trump refuting allegations that he bullied his way into a role in the 1992 film Home Alone 2. Trump, in a Truth Social post, claims that the film's director, Chris Columbus, pleaded with him to make a cameo appearance. The scene is set in the Plaza Hotel in New York, which Trump owned at the time. The statements come in response to Columbus saying in an interview that he could only film at the Plaza if Trump was included in the movie, suggesting Trump forced his way into the film. Dave Chappelle abruptly ending a performance at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood, Florida, after noticing an audience member recording him with a cell phone. He publicly called that person out, urging security to intervene. Chappelle likened the act of aiming a phone at him to pointing a gun and expressed his discontent with the audience, ultimately leaving the stage. Cell phones and recording devices are prohibited during his shows. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that
sound? Well, welcome and thank you for sharing a part of your day with us. I'm Bill Martinez. This is the Bill Martinez Show, and we are live. We're going to be talking with an old friend. I feel like I've known Dr. Raleigh Washington most of my life. We've, have crossed paths along the way through our walk with the Lord and our experiences in serving the body of Christ. And it's really an honor to have him with us today to talk about his new book, One Word, The Cure for Hurt, Hatred, and Hostility. So no matter where you're looking, I mean, that's what we're seeing, right? Hurt, hatred, and hostility. Whether you're seeing on TV what's happening with Israel and Hamas, Palestinians, Ukraine, Russia, we've got something like, I believe, last count, about 32 wars right now active. On the globe right now. This is where we are. And Dr. Raleigh Washington, a living legend in the world of reconciliation, is going to be talking about 8 essential principles for relationship. Now, these are supported by real stories of empathy, intentional and concentrated work, and reconciliation and deep healing of relational discord, from racism and anti-Semitism to marriage. These concepts have been proven to break down the walls of division and usher in understanding, healing in unity. And I think we can all agree that is what we need. Dr. Raleigh Washington, good to have you on the show. How are you, sir?
Bill, I'm doing just great, and it's good to be back with you, brother. Let's fight the wars with the Word of God.
Amen. Amen. Because he is the answer. I mean, right now, in this modern, in a postmodernistic world, however way you want to identify it, has decided somehow they can do better than God. We're seeing the results of them having it their way, and it's not too good.
Absolutely. There's no ifs, and buts about it. We've got toxic division, not just toxic division, all over, driven by false narratives. And when a false narrative is believed, it creates havoc. You know, it's a battle between Satan and Jesus. It's right. Like a war in Israel. It's a holy war between the God of Islam and the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And the Islamic terrorists, they know it's a holy war, but I don't think we understand that ourselves. They're not.
Well, we've kind of let this creep up on us, and in such a way, it's like that metaphorical story of the frog in the boiling pot. It starts out so easy until you realize, whoa, it's boiling and I'm getting cooked here. And it started with one important thing that you mentioned. That is the truth. The truth comes from God. If you eliminate God, you eliminate the truth. Now, guess what? You let go of all those anchorings, those moral anchorings that keeps a society together, and you bring chaos into the environment.
No question about it. Romans 3 addressed what you said. Bill, it says, let God be true and every man a liar. It's God's word that we need to indeed survive, to destroy the false narratives. It's God's word that will point us to Jesus. You know, it's everything.
Well, and the thing is we've got to keep asking questions. It's almost like we've got to return to our youth to a certain, you know, way, you know, Raleigh, because when we were young, we always asked our parents, why? Why? But somehow we become adults and we stop asking why. And we go along and there's no exercise of critical thought, critical questioning, and we just go along to get along.
Well, that's because we think we know it all. You know, as you mentioned, the book I wrote, One Word. See, that one word changes everything.
Yeah.
And I ask people, what is that word? They say love. I say includes that. Jesus. It involves Jesus. But the one word is relationship.
Exactly.
Relationship changes everything. Two greatest commandments, love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. The second one is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus says in Matthew 22, if you do that successfully by loving God with everything, manifested by loving your neighbor as yourself, no matter who that neighbor is, what color that neighbor is, if you do that, you satisfy the law and commandments. That means you satisfy every commandment from Genesis to Revelation.
Exactly.
If you daily live by that principle of loving God and loving your neighbor as yourself, relationship with God, relationship with neighbors, that will change everything.
Well, it's key to God's infrastructure, Raleigh, I've always said, because, you know, you think about how God created the heavens and the earth.
Yeah.
Theoretical. I mean, when you read the Old Testament and God, you know, if he's talking to Moses or, you know, talking to David and Solomon about, you know, the design of a temple, it's down to the micro inch. Everything is specific and exact. It's not like, you know, loosey goosey. Well, you can kind of do it this way. If you have 11 or 12, you know, hooks to, you know, no, it is all very specific. So if God is that specific in building his temple and with everything else that we know about God, he is specific about the things that are essential, that are what I call the infrastructure, that key element that he told Cain about. He said, if you do right, will it not go well for you? Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, interesting. What you said is so right. To me, 3 weeks ago, my wife, my daughter, my baby daughter, and two of my grandkids, son-in-law, and I went to the Ark Encounter in Kentucky.
Oh, isn't that cool?
We saw the Ark.
Yeah.
And Bill, you were describing how exacting God is. You can't walk through there and not know that there's a God. Noah did what God told him to do. I mean, inch by inch, built the thing. It's more than a half a block long. Got three decks on it. And even with all of the animals in it, you know, there were draws under the animals to take care of how to feed them, take care of the waste. I mean, God was so precise. I mean, Noah didn't know what an ark or a boat was. He just followed the instruction for the Lord bit by bit. It took him 120 years to build it. And for 120 years, he evangelized, got not one convert other than his family. And things started all over again. But I say that just to validate your comment that God makes no mistakes. He is precise. If we follow his word, we've got it made.
Exactly. And here we are in this fallen world, you know, dealing probably at a time, Raleigh, that we're closer to the last of the last days than we've ever been. And we look at the signs and we say, okay, Lord, you know, if this is your will, then come, Maranatha. And should you tarry, then what are my marching orders? What are the precise things that you need me to do in order to fulfill, you know, your purpose and what your intent is for this fallen world as we head into the final chapter of the book of Revelations?
Well, you know, just to validate what you were just saying about how close things are, Zechariah 12 says this, every nation will turn against Israel.
Mm-hmm.
It says when you touch Israel, you'll be injured. It'll be like a heavy stone.
Exactly.
It says that, and when the nations turn against Israel, God says, I'm going to take up and I'm going to fight the battle. Now, let me tell you how close we are to that. About 3.5 weeks ago, I heard the president, not Netanyahu, the prime minister, but the president, say that there's only one nation that consistently stands with us, and that's the United States of America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Right here, right now. Martinez.
Well, now more than ever, you would think that the leadership, but again, we're post-Christian. And even though Joe Biden is a Catholic, I've just said, being a Catholic myself, they always talk. They say in the media that he is a practicing Catholic, and I say he needs more practice.
Absolutely.
Because Because the deal is where we are right now, and as important as Israel is to God, all the signs that the Bible talks about, Raleigh, I don't know why this leadership is not prostrate on its face, looking to God to say, what is it that we need to do, instead of looking at polling numbers and listening to people who have no relationship with God whatsoever. And as you pointed out quite clearly, this is a spiritual event, a right. spiritual event that must be solved with spiritual solutions.
Absolutely.
And the spiritual solutions come from the throne room of God. They do not come from Washington, D.C. I'm sorry to tell you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The issue is this. Our vice president said 2 or 3 weeks ago, the greatest problem we're facing now is Islamophobia.
Yeah.
And I heard that at a time when anti-Semitism is worse than it was almost during the time of Hitler. They said the worst problem is Islamophobia. Watch this dynamic. He's erected a special office to defend Islam,
right.
to stop Islamophobia, when Islam is committed by its Quran, its charter, of murdering us. It says death to Israel, death to Christians, death to the United States of America, death to the infidels.
Infidels, yes, okay. Exactly.
So that's their charter. So if their charter is to kill me, I need to understand, hey, don't protect that. Understand exactly what that means and how we need to respond to it. See,
exactly.
There'll never be a lasting peace between Israel and Islam as long as it's there. But if the Islamists wake up, like many of the Palestinians are doing right now, and they realize that the true God of Creator is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and mm-hmm. they are embracing him. And so you have Palestinians who are believing in Jesus and Messianic Jews in Israel. They are meeting together in secret places.
Exactly.
And so yeah. I said to you earlier, relationship changes everything. When people serve the same God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and they come together, Palestinian believers and Jewish believers, that will give us lasting peace.
You see, and we're not hearing about that in the mainstream media. Don't expect to hear from it. And so our viewers today are being blessed because we're spreading the good word of what is going on here, is that there is revival, believe it or not, that's happening amongst Muslims. And you got to think about what they're doing. When they profess Jesus as Lord and Savior, in a sense, and in some families, it's a literal death sentence. They are disowned, and in some cases you'll have honor killings that are involved as a result, because that's what they believe in. And but the fact of the matter is the truth cannot be denied. And you know, we hear these stories that abound, Raleigh, that Muslims are, you know, they're having dreams, they're getting visions of Jesus, and they're being drawn to the cross. And the peace that has eluded them for thousands of years, they are realizing on behalf of themselves and their family and the next generation. It is really miraculous when you think about it.
No ifs, and buts about it. And the dynamic, one of the tenets of Islam, which is mandatory, mm-hmm. They are forced to become a part of it. And if their eyes are open and they leave, their sentence is death. You can't leave. The sentence is death. And so they are in this catch-22. And the only answer, really, is to recognize the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And that's what has happened. In the meantime, we need to stand with Israel. And we've got colleges and universities who are protesting, saying, stop the genocide, stop the occupation. And these people don't know the truth. There's no occupation. God gave the whole land to the Jewish people more than 3,000 years ago as an everlasting covenant.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's any occupation, it is really the Palestinians who are occupying Jewish land, and the Jewish government were willing to let them have Gaza, if they're willing to live in peace, but because of their religion, it's not going to happen. So
this war
will continue, but we need to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We need to stand with Israel. The Bible commands us to do that, and it's not understood by pastors and believers, less known these college students who are being really driven by Marxist theory that's really permeating our universities.
Well, no doubt. I mean, you got professors already that they come from the Middle East.
Yes.
Since in vitro, they've been indoctrinated to hate Jews. And then you've got all these countries, these Middle East countries that are depositing billions of dollars into these universities. And on those dollars, here come the children of the Middle East. And what are they doing? We've imported that hatred into this country, and they're influencing our American kids. Now, you know what I'm saying here. So this is what we're dealing with. I mean, there are a lot of components and complexities to this hatred that is spreading through the land.
It is that without question. See, our millennials, and I would say millennials 18 to 36, George Barna did a study on them, and he says only 4% of the millennials look at the world with a biblical worldview.
Exactly.
96% of them do not look at it with a biblical worldview. So they are open. They are easy prey for indoctrination because Barna calls them the largest generation ever and the most godless generation ever. They don't know God. They don't believe in God. They don't want to have anything to do with God Almighty.
So he calls them the nuns.
Absolutely. You got it. Yeah. Exactly.
They're the nuns. Not religious. Not Catholic nuns. We're not talking about nuns.
Absolutely.
Nuns like nothing is what
absolutely
it is.
Yeah. And 39% of millennials identify with the LGBT community. 39% of them. 50% of them proclaim that they have some sort of mental or emotional disorder. Mm-hmm. And so these issues that drive them, just all of that contributes to making them susceptible to indoctrination. And the people from the Middle East and the Palestinians and from even the Iranians, they're coming. We're getting money to educate them, and what they're doing is indoctrinating our youth, and we're seeing it now on television.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, yeah, the thing that's is so interesting, and going back to your earlier point, that they do not know what they're responding to and what they say they believe in, because
right,
as you mentioned, you know, near 40% of this group supports the LGBTQ plus agenda. Well,
yes.
They would not last very long in the Middle East because the Muslims are quite definitive in how they handle gay and lesbians, right?
Rashida Tlaib, a congresswoman who's a Muslim, outside of her office door, she had a Palestinian flag and a gay pride flag. Now, that's an oxymoron.
Exactly. Yes.
It shows really how uninformed she is on the truth.
Exactly. Well, it's a wonder that a true Muslim devoted follower would not go in and cause a disturbance there because of that that conflict. Because anything that offends Muhammad or offends the religion, it's death. You're considered
absolutely
an infidel.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted, appliance broken, computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances,
heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
USA News Update. Maine's top election official removing former President Trump from the state's 2024 Republican primary ballot. Another group leading similar efforts in Michigan, Minnesota, and Oregon has thus far failed. Ukrainian President Zelensky says his country was hit by another massive barrage of Russian cruise missiles and drones overnight, killing at least 18 civilians. 8 people are being treated or recovering from injuries sustained when a massive rogue wave hit a beach in California. The wave swept as many as 20 people off the beach. According to the National Weather Service, dangerous rip currents will continue along parts of the California coast through the weekend. Coastal flooding and high surf alerts are being posted today along much of the West Coast. Corey Myers, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
So one word comes into focus here once again, Raleigh, because if you are promoting relationship, then everything that comes into your orbit, you need to ask yourself that critical question. Does it add or does it take away from Absolutely. Relationship? If it takes away from relationship, it's ungodly, isn't it?
Without a doubt. And what is the application to prove that? Easy. The voice of truth, which is the word of God. Measure it with the word of God. If it's right, we know it has come from Jesus because he's the true living God. If it is false, we know it has come from the father of lies. See, this battle between Satan and Jesus still rages on. Satan went into the Garden of Eden, gave them a false narrative. Adam and Eve bought the false narratives. Well, what happened? The fall of mankind. Exactly. He went into the wilderness with Jesus, gave him 3 false narratives. Jesus, who has all power and all authority in heaven and earth, didn't use any of that power. He simply used the power of the word. He said, on the other hand, it is written.
Exactly.
So what do we use today to decipher truth from error? It is the unmitigated word of God.
And the proof of holding to relationship is the fruit of that commitment to relationship will be quite obvious, won't it? I mean, your relationships will be enlarged. Your influence will be expanded. Joy will abound. I'm not talking about being happy. We're talking joy that comes from the throne room of God that is not of this world. And you will see clear manifestations of that, will you not?
Without question. Well, give you a quick example of how this works. One word, relationship, changes everything. It eliminates anti-Semitism. If the blacks who are trying to replace Jews realize that the Jews are God's chosen people, and we need to reach out and have relationship with them through Jesus Christ, it will change that anti-Semitism. racism that's being claimed or what have you, can be eliminated through a relationship. See, America is not systemically racist.
Yes.
To be systemically racist, we have to have laws that support racism.
Exactly.
That was true. That was true during slavery. That was true during Jim Crow. But those laws no longer exist. So if the laws don't back it up, then our system is not racist. However, racism does exist. Where? In the hearts of individuals.
Exactly.
And how do you remove racism from the heart of individuals? Through that one word, relationship. A genuine, bona fide relationship across racial lines. I'll tell you a story. I was with Promise Keepers. I was executive vice president for global ministries, and a board member by the name of Claude Branning, a white brother. He was on the board of directors. He was from Florida, and I was from Florida. And, man, he just drew me. He said, hey, there's Raleigh. He's from Florida. And then he told me he was from Clay County. Hey, in Jacksonville, we blacks in Duval County say, hey, Clay County is the home of the Klan. And so when this brother was reaching out to me, I was kind of leery, man, but he wouldn't stop. He told everybody, hey, this is Raleigh. Man, he's from Duval County. He's the son of slaves. And man, I'm the son of slave owners. But, man, we have a relationship. He and I came close together. He came to a devotional with his son. I led the devotional, gave the gospel. His son gave his life to Jesus Christ. Clark Brown and I got closer together. Man, we just fell in love with one another. We're there. But here's the issue. We, Claude Brandon and myself, represent an answer to one of Martin Luther King's dream.
Exactly.
Martin Luther King said in his dream, I have a dream that one day the sons of former slave owners and the sons of former slaves will come together in relationship at the table of fellowship. That's exactly what happened to Claude Branning and myself. What changes a racist heart, a genuine, bona fide, authentic relationship across those lines, and we eliminate racism.
Exactly. Well, you can't give what you don't have, and we get it from the throne room of God. We must first come to the cross. That's where healing will take place. That's where, you know, Jesus' sacrifice, his shed blood, it is, you know, for those of us who have experienced this, Raleigh, you know, it doesn't get much better. And,
right.
And we tell people, again, the gospel message, what it's all about, and the reason that it continues to gain traction and people's lives are changed is because it works.
Yes. Yes, it does. It's unmitigated. It works without question. Relationship drives it. And as you said earlier, in my book, I developed 8 irrefutable biblical principles that will initiate, sustain, reconcile any and all interpersonal relationships. They come from the Bible. And, and if we do it, it works. Mandate is mandatory. Commitment to relationship number 2. Intentionality, purposeful, positive, and planned activity. Sincerity is the willingness to be vulnerable, self-exposing what you feel and what you think, no matter what. Sensitivity, gaining knowledge to understand our differences. The principle of sacrifice means I give up a higher position or take a lower position to embrace reconciliation and relationship. Empowerment. The use of repentance and forgiveness to sustain the relationship. And number 8 is interdependence. I need you. You need me.
Exactly.
I have something that you need. You have something that I need. When we share that, we come together. Those 8 irrefutable principles drive relationship, sustain, and reconcile any and every relationship.
Well, in the Old Testament, God puts it quite plainly. And this keeps cycling back into my orbit, Raleigh, is that it's a choice between life and death.
Yes.
You know, the Jews talk about in terms of l'chaim. You know, it is the celebration of life.
Mm.
All that we do, you know, I'd asked earlier, you know, and I posed the critical question, does it add or take away? Well, you know, the foundational principle here is, does it promote life or death? Am I making a choice for life or for death? And that's a tough answer today in this culture that we live in, because we somehow have found a way to embrace death and make it acceptable. And the thing is we're paying an incredible price, because as the book of Ecclesiastes says, because sin isn't reconciled immediately, it gets much more complicated.
It really does.
It does, doesn't it?
And no ifs, ands, buts about it. You know, Paul says this, to die is gain. Mm-hmm. Because as a believer, when we die, we're going to the arms of Jesus.
Right.
But if we remain, he said, that's Christ. And so what do we do to remain? We have to stay on the battlefield. We have to reach out. We have to love our neighbor. We have to do what we can to provoke Jewish people to jealousy so that they will embrace their Messiah. We have to stamp out with genuine relationship racism. We have to see one new humanity, Jew and Gentile, coming together as one, because Jesus commanded oneness. John 13:34, Jesus prayed for oneness. John 17, Jesus went to the cross and he died for oneness, not only for salvation, but died for oneness. Ephesians 2:14, he's our peace, who broke down the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility between the two groups, so that he could make the two groups into one new man, thus establishing peace.
If right.
we understand that dynamic and live that principle, we will see relationships that are strengthened by the word of God and heaven. And here's what God says. See, God's shirt of reconciliation is the top button. Hey, if I take this shirt and I start buttoning together like this, it ends up like that.
Right.
Because, you know, old men and young boys. But if I button the top button first, every other button and buttonhole falls in line. So God's spirit of reconciliation, the top button for his shirt is Jew and Gentile, one and Messiah. He says if we get that one right, he'll handle the black, white, brown, yellow, even husband and wife issues. We'll have peace. See, the peace in verse 14 of Ephesians 2 is shalom.
Yes.
The peace that's established because of one new man relationship, that peace is defined as a state of national tranquility.
Mm. Yeah, I love that. Yeah.
That's what we need today more than anything else.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine2bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door is vine2bar. Vine2bar chocolate. Visit us at vine2bar.com.
We're talking with Dr. Raleigh Washington, his book, One Word, The Cure for Hurt, Hatred, and Hostility. Raleigh, in hearing you out, we must, again, appreciate that before Jesus, we were at enmity with God.
Yes.
And when you said the veil was separated and we were able to come into relationship with God, solved so many problems, didn't it?
It solves all of the problems. I mean, that is the ultimate problem. Life, Jesus says this, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. No one comes to God the Father except by me. When we understand that foundational truth and walk in that path, man, we then know what the final end is. We then have victory. We then have eternal life. We then can live for our Lord and live for others because that's the answer.
Yeah. Raleigh, what do you say to people who, you know, read your book and they go, okay, relationship. I understand relationship is absolutely important. But what happens if the other person doesn't want a relationship with me?
That is great. I believe this, if we are committed to our Lord and understands sacrificial love, then we need to know, let's reach out where relationships should happen. And if we get turned down, go back again.
Mm-hmm.
We get turned down, go back again. If we get turned down, go back as many times as is necessary to establish the relationship, because that's what God said he will bless. And so if in first you don't succeed, then try and try again. See, love has no bounds. If you indeed are motivated by love and genuine love and you continue to go after it, you just can't be turned down by a relationship God wants to happen. So to me, it's purposeful, it's positive, it's planned. That's intentionality.
Exactly.
Relationship doesn't it doesn't happen accidentally. Listen to marriage. How do you get married? You first have to, you're attracted to someone. Well, if you don't ask them for a date, nothing will happen.
Exactly.
If you ask them for a date and if you don't ask them to marry you, nothing will happen. If she doesn't say yes, it's not going to happen. So you have to have that date. You have to court her. You have to ask her for a hand in marriage. You set a marriage date. Then the marriage take place. You have honeymoon after that. And as Chuck Swindoll always said, after that, roll up your sleeve because it's hard work from that point on.
Exactly. Exactly. I love Swindoll. You know, the other thing I think to consider here, Raleigh, and help me in explaining this, is that sometimes we need to understand what the relationship is, how we're defining it. Because sometimes, you know, you've been using marriage as an example. I find it interesting that the couples, you know, will have a different idea of what the marriage relationship is. So you must agree on what it is. If your idea of the relationship, for example, is driven more by sex than just being around the person and having a friendship, then you're going to have a conflict here, right?
Listen, I have an answer for that, and it's in the book.
Yes.
I quoted Rule Howe, Miracle of Dialogue, okay? And that is, you have to. Now, the question is, how do you do that dialogue? Because, watch this, if two people look at the same thing from different directions, they have two separate perceptions of what it is. And the perception to the perceiver is reality. And so how do you get that reconciled? Because I'm looking at it this way, and I know I'm right. She's looking at it that way, and she knows she's right. How can I do it? And this happens black and white. Anyway, here's what you have to do. I call it, in the book, the mystery of dialogue. Now, here's the mystery of dialogue. Because we're going to have conflict, because we see things differently, we have to stop in the middle of the argument. And we have to stop. And when I'm having an issue with my wife, Paulette, and I'm convinced I'm right, she's convinced she's right, but it's not the same, I stop. And I said, honey, tell me again what you're saying. I want to see it the way you're seeing it. And I want to feel what you're feeling when you're saying it.
Right.
Now, after I've done that, I say, honey, can I tell you how I'm seeing it and how I'm feeling? Once we do that, it becomes impossible to not find common ground, because I now realize my perception is true to me, but it might not be the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to be willing to let it be tested. And on this issue, I test it by looking at it the way she's looking at it, feeling what she's feeling, getting her to look at it the way I'm looking at it, feel what I'm feeling. When I use that, that's the mystery of dialogue. If you can do that in the heat of battle, I guarantee you can resolve conflict. If you resolve conflict, you'll have peace. If you have peace, there's joy in that relationship, whether it's across racial lines, Jew and Gentile, or husband and wife.
Well, that same example that you just laid out, could you imagine if universities started exercising that mystery of dialogue?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Instead of what's happening now, Matt, the university presidents and professors are allowing the students to not have healthy dialogue.
Yes.
It's either my way or the highway, and my way is not based on truth. It's my perception. But see, sincerity, the principle of sincerity is this: the willingness to be vulnerable, self-disclosing what I feel, what I think, what my difference is, what my perception is. If I self-disclose that, now watch this, what I think may not be true. What I feel may not be true. What I perceive may not be true. What my differences may not be true. All of those things are truth to me because I feel them, but none of them can be factually true. So I have to be willing to self-disclose that in a dialogue to hear other input so I can gain truth. Rather than my perception, I can gain truth to find out that's what it is. That's healthy dialogue.
Yeah. See, we need to get you into the Beltway, and you could heal the Democrats and Republicans, and maybe they could be about the people's business in a way that's pretty constructive. Certainly life changing, I would think.
Let me tell you this: Democrats and Republicans, their difference right now is toxic.
Yes.
But the one word can change that toxic dynamic. And that is genuine, bona fide relationship. If that happens across lines, they're never going to see things the same way, and that's okay. It's iron sharpened iron. They have different views. But if they have honor and respect for one another,
exactly.
If they do that, they will come together, and our Congress will get will begin to solve problems because they are genuine relationship. We need to establish genuine relationships between Democrats and Republicans. I'm telling you, 25 years ago, we could see something like that.
Exactly.
It's toxic. We need to change that.
Well, it's definitely been, you know, conditioned over a number of years. And Raleigh, we've got to do something to interrupt and break this curse, so to speak. Dr. Raleigh Washington is with us. His book, One Word, The Cure for Hurt, Hatred, and Hostility. Raleigh, we've got about 2 minutes left here. I want you to, again, remind everybody of these 8 essential principles for relationship and then summarize and tell people how they can get their hands on your book.
I'll be happy to do that, Bill. 8 irrefutable principles. One is a mandate. It is mandatory that we have a relationship with God and relationship with one another. Intentionality, purposeful, positive, and planned activity that facilitates relationship. Commitment to relationship. We have to be committed to the relationship instead of when conflict comes, don't run dialogue and get it resolved. The principle of sincerity, the willingness to be vulnerable, self-disclosing what I feel, what I think, what I perceive. The principle of sensitivity, gaining knowledge to relate empathetically with someone who's different. The principle of sacrifice, willing to give up my position to take a lower position in order to embrace a relationship. Empowerment, the use of repentance and forgiveness to facilitate an atmosphere of relationship and interdependence. I need you, you need me.
Right.
If we recognize that, we can come together as one. Those relationships will change everything.
Exactly. And, of course, the book available at all the usual places, Raleigh?
Yes. Or Amazon. Go to Amazon or go to my website, which is www.atvot.com. atvot.com. That's Awakening the Voice of Truth.com. Or
yes.
Amazon. Get it, and I'll tell you, this book will change your life.
Without a doubt. Dr. Raleigh Washington, can I thank you enough? God bless you. I appreciate you.
Hey, bless you, Bill. And as the holidays come forth, I pray that you'll have a joyous and glorious Christmas and holiday period.
Amen. Raleigh, thank you so much. Take care. Our thanks to Dr. Raleigh Washington for being with us today and talking about his book, One Word, The Cure for Hurt, Hatred, and Hostility. And thank you for sharing a part of your day with us. May God bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you and give you his peace. Thanks again for being with us. God bless.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase.